There are many events in your life. Femi, come. Remind me of events in your life. Events, memorable events.
When I defended my PhD.
Excuse me?
When I defended my PhD in 20.
Start from the beginning. Okay. PhD. But start from the beginning. Different events you can remember.
Okay, I remember in primary school, in primary three.
Or that you cannot even remember that you were told.
Okay, I was told that... Okay, there was one. Okay, my mom told me I was born on a Thursday in the afternoon.
That fantastic. Another event.
Another event that I used to...
Married?
I got married.
You had a baby?
I had a baby.
Events. Tell me events. Come over here. Tell me events.
I was told the day I was born, I was the only male child in the whole hospital that day.
Oh, you were the only child born. The only male child in the hospital that day. Clap for him. Oh, my God. So both of them have mentioned they were born. They were born. Mm-hmm. No event in your life. Shyness is not a gift of the spirit. I need a lady. One event. Doctor.
The day I graduated from uni.
The day you became a medical doctor. Now, there are so many events in your lives. But listen to what I'm about to tell you. That's why I'm saying this. Your birth was just an event. You did not start existing the day you were born. Your birth only announced your existence in this realm. So every time you celebrate a birthday, that's the day I was born. I'm 15 years old now. I started living. No. Your birth was only an event. Just like the day you got married. Just like the day you graduated. Your birth, let me begin to speak in present tense, is only an event in your life. You did not start living the day you were born. And I'm still going to teach on that. Later, you were only announced the day you were born. Jeremiah chapter 1. Before my father and mother conceived me, you had existed before you were born physically. Just like, Mr. Olumuyiwa, please come. Just like when Miss Olumuyiwa was going to buy this outfit, or when she was going to sew this outfit, she went to her seamstress, or she went to the mall and bought it. This dress had existed before the day she bought it. This dress had existed before the day it was on the shelf, because one woman or one man said, I want to create an outfit. Should it be yellow or green? Let it be maroon or wine. Let me add some flowery outfits to it. Should it be round neck or turtleneck or V-neck? Let it be V-neck. It first existed in somebody's mind. Listen to the next statement I'm about to make. Everything is created two times. First as a thought, then as a thing. I told you I'm going to teach on faith. I'm starting. First as a thought, then as a thing. Pastor Aladinola provoked this morning.
This dress did not start existing the day Mrs. Wumi Olumuiwa bought it. Not even the day it was hung on the shelf of the tailor. Not even the day it was completed. No, it first existed in the designer's head. Thought. So, listen. You may not know it. There are three kinds of human beings in the world. One, historians. Two, reporters. Three, futurists. Pastor Femi, you started this. Which one are you? Historians. My mother's, you know, she suffered. My father left us for another woman. All of us, we couldn't eat. You told that story when you gave your life to Jesus 13 years ago. You told that story when you came to see me in the office 5 years ago. You told that story when you went to see the bishop last month. Is it that same story? If not that, polygamy is not a good thing. My mother suffered. You are a historian. Historians tell stories. I've told you over and over, your background does not mean that your back should be on the ground. I still have scars on my head of hawking. Hawking. I escaped rape twice in my life because of hawking. Come here. One Hausa man, come here. I don't know, I was so small. I was the smallest in that class. One of the whatever directors of immigration, she's a member of this church. We were mates in school. She was the one that gave me her dress for 3 years. I still joke about it here. She's a member of this church. She's top there now in immigration in Nigeria. Your background should not mean that your back should be on the ground. And I'm going to help you in a few minutes. Stop repeating. History. What are you creating in your thoughts? The dress you create is the dress you will wear. You can't go. Envy is ignorance. Stop envying me. I'm creating. Every day I've created this morning. Christianity is more than clapping hands and dancing in church. I praise the Lord, oh single. God wants you to have a great life. The heaven and the heaven of heavens belong to God. Psalm 116:15. But the earth he has given to the sons of men. What have they done with the earth they are enjoying? That you sit there telling stories every day. If not that. We all have stories to tell. Let me remove my wig and show you. There's a spot on my head, at the center of my head, that became scarred because of hawking. Still today, I cannot even quickly figure out on my fingertips how many children I'm paying their school fees. And I am not your hero. You are your hero. Stop looking at, hey, mama, hey, papa. No! I'm not superior to you. As you go out into this week, I want you to be very angry. Be very angry. Why is 2 plus 2 not equal to 4 in your life? Fingers are not equal. Your own shouldn't be the shortest. Decide today. I want to pray with you. If you didn't hear everything I've said since I came on this altar, hear this next one. Everybody, please recite multiplication table for me. 2 times 1. Oh yeah, let's go. You don't know it. Say it out. Okay. You know it. Clap for yourselves. I want to remind you of your past. There was a time, Dr. Olumi, even though you're a medical doctor today, when your teacher or your parents told you to recite it and you were biting your fingers. What did you say? Two times two. But today, you were reciting it with smile. How did you get there, Pastor Aladenola? Come. This is what I want to tell you. Take this as you go to the world today. Pastor Aladenola, come. How did you get to 2 times 1, 2 times 2, 3 times 3, 3 times? How? Was it not the same you that used to count fingers before you could tell 2 times 2? What happened to you? Listen and watch me. Repetition. That's the secret of success. Yes. I just spoke to you about faith that I said I would teach you. Replication is the outcome of repetition. You replicate whatever you repeat. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing, the Bible is the most powerful book in this world. Everything you need to succeed is in the Bible. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing. Because the entire universe runs on laws. You jump up, you must come down. It is the law of gravity. So, you want to go to London? And you know that the law says you jump up, you must come down. Nothing heavier than the air can be sustained. So what do? You don't break the laws because the laws are not breakable. Laws are absolute. Laws are impersonal. Whether you are a Muslim, you jump up, you must come down. So what do? You introduce the law of thrust, the law of aerodynamics, the law of pull, the law of weight. And then you're able to soar. There are people that are soaring. Last Sunday, I told you, when you work with people, they determine your pace. Either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to your pace. When I come to tell you things like this, or the bishop tells you things like this, or preachers tell you this, it's not because we just want you to write. Some of you write annoyingly. Because everything you've been writing, I can't see it on you. Big diaries every Sunday. I prefer that you could be looking at me like this and drink it into your spirit. Right. You are forgotten. Maybe one day we just say, everybody, don't write. Put your Bible, put everything down and just be listening. Maybe it will sink. That's why you must be careful what you hear. Who speaks to you? Because repetition will lead to replication. There is no prayer you can pray about it. You will look like what you look at. You will become what you behold. There is no fasting. You cannot bind the devil about that. It is the law. Some of you need to sieve your lives. This is how success comes. What do you repeat to yourself? So I wake up in the morning and I go to before the mirror and I say to myself, Oluwa Funke Ituno, Felix Adejumo, you are so beautiful. You are a billionaire. You are blessed. I begin to speak. You are just entering your 60s now. And look at you, baby girl. It is the richest era of your life. You think you've touched money before. I have not prayed, though. Because some of you are so religious, not spiritual. And before I sleep, I say some things to myself. Replication, replication, replication. You will replicate whatever you repeat. You know why people are poor? I'm broke. I'm broke. Not me, self. I don't want to use that word. They keep telling you. You see? After some time, they will say, it is generational curse. What about generational blessings? Before you know it, it's the devil. Aye, Neo. Aye. Won't I yet here at all? Aye, busy. But don't dip. But you need to say, I want some rock. I want to fetch job. They don't have time for you. As we speak now, Aye is looking at election. You don't have your time at all. Election in Ghana, election in Nigeria. Now, those one are bigger things. Which Aye? You can't pay your child's school fees. You are saying it's Aye. Wake up! You eat what you see, not what you want. And you are saying Aye, if not that, historian, reporter. I hope they will still like me in this church. So, who do you work with? What do they say to you? What do you see? That's what you are replicating. I don't know mathematics. I don't understand mathematics. Ah, holeo. Let your hand down. Repetition leads to replication. Stand up and go into the new week. Remember 2 times 2, 2 times 3, 2. You know what I mean? From now on, be repeating things to yourself. Even when it doesn't look like it. Even when you look at your bank account. Listen, it is your bank account. It is not you. That's why I say my wig, my leg. The my is the person I'm addressing. Who is that my? My house, my certificate. There is something. And listen, beloved, you operate on 3 planes. You are a spirit. You have intellect and you live in a body. You operate simultaneously like God. Because when God said, let us create man in our image, some of you think God is such an insecure person. Ha, he cannot take his glory away. Thank you, my sister, for blessing. We thank God. It's not me. Rubbish. It is you that did it. You're welcome. My privilege and honor. I'm talking about self-image. And you think you are spiritual. You are just religious. Ha, alone you. Alone you. Alone so kale from heaven. Because you think God is so insecure. If you take that credit, God will die. Eh? You know how we got here? Repetition. I saw my mother kneel down and serve my father water. And I brought that to marriage. Kole work. Repetition. So we started replicating it. So the man can insult you and disrespect you and slap you and say, marriage, ile eko ni. Which rubbish eko? It's beating eko. Iya wo ni iya. Get out. Because we have demonized single parenting. Thinking that marriage is everything. Even when they want to get married, you'll be telling your daughter, don't come back to this house. Whoa, you're right at this house. Rubbish. Madam, you need deliverance. And I remind you that the literates of the 21st century are not the people that cannot read or write. They are the people that cannot unlearn and relearn. Raise your right hand. Say good things about yourself. Repeat it to yourself. Olufun Ketsu, no? Felix Adejumo. This new week, eh? They will take. We move. Hey, no shaking. See blessings. See progress. I didn't say you should close your eyes. I'm not asking you to be religious. Declare it. Repeat it. Let's start rehearsing what we bring the future. The future is not something you go to meet. The future is something you create. Create it. Blessed week. Peace all around me. Sound health. Blessings. Favor. Help. Amazing. I serve the Lord. He blesses my bread and water. He takes away sickness from the midst of me. Only good news. Olufunke, welcome to this new week. What a blessing. What a grace. What a grace. Hallelujah. Hug yourself with a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Put your hand on your head like this. The ideas that will take you to the next level financially, all the ideas you need to leave your mates behind, receive right now. The Lord opens your mind. And that you have been looking for since, whatever it is, that will open doors for you. Right now, heaven releases it unto you. God will show you mercy. Amen. This week, go and conquer. Amen. Go and eat the good of the land. Amen. Go and enjoy your life. Amen. You will not be wasted. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Touch yourself with a blessing. It's a new week. Look at your neighbor. Say, I just relocated to the top. Tell another person, this service is very dangerous. Something shifted. Hallelujah.